Bunny Ears special episode, WrestleMania edition.
Yeah.
What is happening?
We're here in New Orleans at WrestleMania.
I believe it's pronounced Nolens.
Nolens.
Nolens. Yeah.
Oh.
So basically, here's the deal, folks. If you like wrestling, then this is the episode for you.
Yeah, this certainly is.
Should we tease who we spoke to on this ep?
Like a multitude of guests. Sure.
Mr. AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Mr. Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm. Mr. Paul Heyman. Mr. Aleister Black. Mr. Adam Cole.
And maybe more.
Maybe more, guys. And so if you're into WWE and you care about WrestleMania, get excited because we have a very silly time with this. If you're not into wrestling,
you'll still have fun.
Have fun. Listen to it anyway. And you know what? Don't be a jerk. Like, check these dudes out.
Yeah.
They took the time. Warren, they took the time to speak to you. You could take the time to watch a match or two.
Exactly. And it's not all wrestling related.
No. Like, and you know what? You might like wrestling.
Yeah.
Maybe today is the day you find out that you're a closet wrestling fan.
Yeah, today could be the day that you find out what AJ Styles would do if two burglars broke into his house.
Or every other wrestler, what they would do if two burglars. We only have so many questions, Warren. Come on.
Yeah.
We should also preface this with, we started doing this at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's now like 8 a.m.
No, it's like 9 or 10.
We're tired. So,
yeah.
Enjoy the special WrestleMania weekend edition of Bunny Ears.
Yeah, because it's the best.
It's the best. And we're not going to even do an outro. You know why?
Why? Because we're the best.
And we're lazy. And it's like, we're tired. Picks. And also, stay tuned for a normal, regular edition of Bunny Ears, of course, every Wednesday and this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm, yes.
This is a special episode. You're welcome, Warren.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Stop making us defend ourselves for doing this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's kinda, for you.
Yeah, no, you're getting really defensive to this Warren.
Like,
give him credit.
Okay,
man.
Warren. All right. I'm sorry. Right. I love you, Warren.
Yeah, we love you.
I'm all amped up. We got to go.
All right.
We're going to talk to some wrestlers now.
Yeah. Okay, starting.
Bye. Starting now.
No.
Shock.
Now.
The system.
Boom.
We ready to rock
and roll? I can hear myself.
If you want cans, you don't need them if you got them. You hear yourself?
Yeah, right. I can hear myself.
All right, we're starting then, I guess. We're here.
We did it.
And we're starting off with a good one.
I'm having a mania moment.
Ladies
right
and gentlemen.
Yes.
The leader of the Undisputed Era himself, Mr. Adam Cole, is here.
Hello.
Guys, hey. Thanks for having me.
Thank Good you for be being here. Here, dude.
WrestleMania weekend.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Well, also crazy specifically. Well, A, we want to ask everyone this question.
Are you tired? I mean, gosh,
like
it's
right
so early.
Now, are you tired? Because we are.
I'm actually okay.
I know. You look pretty crisp.
Is it adrenaline, you think? Like,
I think it's a combination of adrenaline, and I was able, luckily, to fall asleep and get about six hours of sleep last night.
Oh, nice.
So I got really, really lucky.
Mistake we made, but we won't.
Well, I tried to give myself time, and then nope.
Speaking of WrestleMania weekend, man, so it's got to be crazy in general to just be a superstar involved in the whole thing, but you specifically, so all our fans know I'm a big indie wrestling fan. I used to see you at PWG shows at a VFW hall in Reseda, California, man. And look, from there to now, how is it going from a VFW hall to the biggest stage in the world, basically?
Big old Axis.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. Actually, today is my 10-year anniversary
of wrestling?
Being a pro wrestler from like the time I had my very first match.
To the day?
To the day.
Wow.
April 6th.
Congratulations. Yes, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, thank you.
It also bums me out how young you are and that you've already been wrestling for 10 years.
Yeah.
What have I been doing with the last
decade?
You
started when you were like 12 or something, right? Like, we have a lot in common. You started young.
Right, right.
But like to go, so for example, Ricochet is a guy you've wrestled a million
countless times,
right?
Yep.
And now you're wrestling him in what I think is the best match of the entire WrestleMania weekend, basically. The craziest ladder match ever. What's it like going from just, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how's the transition been, man?
A lot of it, too, because, again, when I was 9 years old, I decided I wanted to be a pro wrestler, and my end game was always to end up in WWE, so to be here is awesome. But what makes it even cooler is all my buddies are here.
I see Aleister Black walking around. Everyone, dude.
It's
Roddy.
Like I look back 5-6 years ago and an independent locker room, and literally 80% of those guys work here now.
I think the stat is
a rising tide, lifts all boats.
Almost, I think almost everyone from Battle of Los Angeles from 3 years ago is now signed with WWE, I think. Like, it's crazy, man. And it's awesome, and it's great for fans who loved you guys when you weren't with the E, and now it's getting to follow. It's the first time I would imagine it's like seeing the Beatles at the Cavern Club or whatever in Germany before they hit it, right? Because there's that added bonus of like, oh man, I've been watching these dudes wrestle for years, and now the rest of the world is in on it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the coolest thing about like social media now too. Is like, I remember when I debuted at TakeOver Brooklyn. And I knew I was running out and attacking Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
I was so like, God, I hope they care. And I hope they know who I am. Yeah. I hope, like, this is a big deal. But the fans are so smart now, especially the NXT fans who follow everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thank God. So, like you said, they can follow your journey from pretty much the start because everything is readily available now.
And your name.
We have the internet.
The Adam Cole story. So, dude, what is your you got to be in the Rumble this year, which must have been amazing.
Yeah.
And that's your Royal Rumble moment, right? But you haven't had a Mania moment yet, right?
No, I have not.
So I'm sure that's something you're looking forward to, but what is your favorite non-you related Mania moment of all time?
I'll tell you for sure. Yeah. Is a lot of people from Austin Rock 2 at WrestleMania 17 when Austin turned heel. I remember being fascinated by that as a kid. But when I decided I wanted to be a pro wrestler was the first time I ever got goosebumps. Like, I remember it happened, and I was like, I really didn't know what was going on, but I was moved by it. And what that moment was when the Limp Bizkit My Way music video played.
Right? That actually is awesome.
And
I don't
it
even
was
like
over,
Limp Bizkit.
And I was like, this is awesome. But when Stone Cold's music hit and 67,000 people lost their minds, I remember being a little kid and being like, I have to watch that again. And it was the first time I was ever, you know, people talk about getting goosebumps watching a movie scene or listening to a song.
Yeah, and that
first
was
time that happened for me was from pro wrestling. So that, without question, is my favorite
moment. That's
awesome,
man. You kind of got to live that already because you got, I mean, how many people chanted Adam Cole, baby, with you on your first night in the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you ever been to Mania when you were younger, like as a fan?
Yeah, like my one and only WrestleMania I went to was WrestleMania 24, where Ric Flair retired.
I was at that one too.
Yeah. And then a week later, I had my very first wrestling match.
I love you, I'm sorry.
So that was kind
of. Is that really true? A week later?
A week later, awesome. I had my very first match.
Against Ric Flair. He came out of retirement. Except for Adam Cole, baby.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, who would win in a fight, me or Rusev?
I think you could take Rusev.
I think I could take him.
I really do.
I think he's a pushover.
Because Rusev just got the wrestling. He's taken on like a bunch. That's another question, right? Like, Mac. So you obviously we know that you know wrestling is your forte, but Mac is no slouch.
Yeah,
so
I know what
he's
I'm
got
doing.
Some past experience with combat.
So how would you defeat two burglars if they broke into your house?
I'm a big super kick guy.
Yeah.
So I would make sure I would probably throw something of some kind of
confetti,
a plant,
to distract confetti,
a glass confetti, maybe mist, and then super make sure they're delusional and delirious first.
All right. Would you tune it up first, or just give them a straight super kick?
I think it's straight to it. Yeah. I'm not playing games, man. I'm not playing any games.
All right.
Mania's in New Orleans this year, man. If you could be jealous and book the next WrestleMania just based on what city you want to hang out in, where would you want a WrestleMania to be?
Ooh.
Like a
and
vacation.
New Orleans ain't a bad
think about
one,
like
right?
A vacation.
It could be WrestleMania on Mars if you want.
Yeah. Right,
Fiji.
Right. Yeah. As far as I'm going to try to be realistic.
Please.
I love Los Angeles. Yeah. So I really do. And I would love to spend like a week out there, some more time out there. So I think, I mean, selfishly, I want to say somewhere in Pennsylvania because that's where my family's from.
Yeah, there you go.
And I could be home too. But I love L.A.
Yeah, Staples Center.
Or maybe Denver, Colorado. I love Colorado.
Have you wrestled in Colorado?
I've not yet.
I've
worked out in Colorado.
Did the elevation mess you up?
Yeah, 100%.
I wonder if wrestling would be different in that elevation,
Sure would. Because there are certain parts of Mexico where you have the same problem. Like when you wrestle in the elevation. And I remember you're just starting your match, you're 2 minutes in, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gassed to the gills.
Yeah, so because Olympians train in Denver, just because of the thin air,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so definitely would make a difference.
Nice, man.
All right, if you had to choose one, would you be a black and white cow, a brown cow, or not a cow?
A brown cow.
A brown cow?
Right. Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Why?
Yeah.
I love chocolate labs. Right. I love brown dogs.
So you'd like to be
like
a brown
color brown
cow?
Brown on animals.
Instead of not being a cow at all, I would rather be a brown cow.
All right. Good one. All right. I like that one.
If you could challenge any non-wrestler to a WrestleMania match, who would it be?
Non-wrestler.
Anyone in the world. And it doesn't have to be someone you have beef with or hate.
It
could be fictional even, dead or alive. Yeah.
No, I'd want Conor McGregor.
Yeah?
Yeah. For sure. He's talked a lot of smack.
Yeah.
We're about the same size. I'm a little bit bigger than you're him, I think.
Yeah.
Anything, but I can take him.
Yeah, yeah. I think you could take on a bus, man.
I think us going back and forth. I think me and Connor going back and forth talking smack to each other could be
that
really
would
be fun.
I think that would be great, man. I remember once... you cut a promo on a cupcake at a birthday party I was at, and we filmed it. And it was literally, you were like, "Give me any promo, tell me healer face," and we just said cupcake, and you went at that cupcake, man.
I was in the zone.
You demoralized that cupcake. It was pretty impressive.
You showed him.
You and Connor would be. That would be good, fun to watch you guys trading on the mic.
I think so. The way he carries himself, it just screams pro wrestler, and I think that's why it stands out so much, because he's in the world of MMA.
Yes.
So because he is the way he is, it's so funny. If there was a guy like Connor, it would be like a good wrestling promo, but it wouldn't be this like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
But in
because
that
it's MMA,
world,
he looks like the man.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great talker. Yeah. He's really charismatic.
Yeah, he's got a good arm.
Yep.
I don't know. Should I ask you about the librarian?
Yeah, we should.
So I have this character.
The librarian.
So I have this character.
Okay.
I think, I want to be the librarian.
Okay.
Right? It's all about the rules.
This is wrestling, yeah.
Yeah. And, every time, like, the crowd pops, he's like, shh, and so he's shushing them.
There we go.
Very strict.
Like, very, very strict.
His finisher is the Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, the Dewey Decimal. Bam. And what else does he have? He can always get his losses overturned on a technicality, because he's read everything.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you think? The librarian, you think
it
would be over?
What sticks out to me the most is the shh.
Yeah, see? Yeah, right?
That would... You're going to get a lot of noise.
Exactly. Exactly. No.
Yeah.
No.
So keep it
down.
This
is a quiet place.
Keep it down. Adam, this is coming out before TakeOver.
So you think that'll get over?
I think it could.
All right.
I think it definitely could.
All right.
I'll TakeOver crowd.
I have faith in it.
And speaking of TakeOver, any strategy going into what is one of the coolest matches I've ever, like...
Oh, man, the six-man ladder match?
Yeah,
it's so hard to prepare for something like that.
First of all,
to prepare for a ladder match in general is impossible. The beating you go through, you can't prepare for. But to have six dudes all in there at the same time, it's just going to be chaos. So in that sense, in that sense, just, I mean, preparing as best you can and just... I don't know, kind of relaxing even the night before, I think, is more important to try to not get too wrapped up into the beating that we're all going to go through at TakeOver. So.
Well, you got a full night of sleep last night. So,
I did.
So keep it up.
Yes.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Oh, hey.
There's really no words to describe our next guest.
Yes.
Other than...
Mr. Paul Heyman.
Mr. Paul Heyman, yeah.
What up, bitches?
How's it going, man?
How is it going?
It's going well for me, because, A, we don't have a lot of fellow Jews on this show in general.
Oh, Zygazon.
Fellow follically challenged Jew is always a nice thing. And maybe the only Jew in the company on camera?
I don't know if that...
You were just talking about this. Yeah.
That Alexa Bliss maybe.
Oh, really?
A
part of the tribe?
Shocking. We'll take her.
I know Noam Dar is.
All right. Oh, yes, he's Israeli. All right, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no problem.
You don't shower with the boys?
Touché, sir.
Quickest way to find out, right?
Very well done.
Oh, thank you.
We're asking everyone first question this morning.
First question.
Are you as tired as we are?
Are you tired?
Well, first of all, it's still Thursday night for me.
There you go.
Number one. Number two, I'm not a morning person.
Yeah.
Listen, it's WrestleMania weekend. It's going to be. I'll sleep Tuesday.
Nice. Yeah.
So plus I do all the media for Brock. So this is Super Bowl weekend. I'm Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady doesn't do media.
Yes,
sure.
So, yeah.
You got a light schedule. How many manias is this for you with the company? Yeah. Do you know?
I don't know.
You lost count?
I was a commentator and a writer on WrestleMania 17, which was 2001.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was a writer for... 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. I wasn't even invited to the one in 2006, so I think I went.
Why?
I don't know if I went.
You don't want to go to that one anyway.
I'm joking.
That's a bad one.
I didn't even want to go.
I don't even know if I went to it. I don't remember. Then I came back in 2012, so the first one I did back was MetLife 2013.
Yeah.
So I've been involved in 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So this is my sixth one since I've been back.
Oh, wow.
Would you say you've had a WrestleMania moment? I know that word gets thrown around, but
Brock Lesnar conquering the Undertaker's undefeated
streak
at WrestleMania was the WrestleMania moment of WrestleMania moments. So, I'd say
you were in a big one.
And then I did the Macaulay Culkin. I came in.
Holy shit.
That's gimmick infringement, by the way. But
But I you'll hear from my lawyer.
You credit, so there you go.
I have a new lawyer now. So.
It's me.
Is he a Jew?
Yeah, it's me.
Oy vey,
I'm pretty sure he's your lawyer.
then I'm not worried about it at all.
Right. Do you have a favorite WrestleMania moment that you weren't involved in? Because I know everyone knows you are a wrestling fan and have been basically your entire life. Right?
The entire crowd reaction to Hulk Hogan versus The Rock.
Yeah.
That's what we all aspired to.
Yeah.
That was just...
They were really hot. It was great.
You just want to live that experience. Mm-hmm. You want a crowd that's grooving with you like that. Mm-hmm. You just want to be part of that. That's...
Yeah, the pimples.
That's
the good stuff.
Oh,
goes
man.
Goes right into your veins.
Pure. You know, it's, I mean, there's just, there's
got to be no feeling in the world like it, right? I mean.
I'm not an asexual human being, and I've had, you know, a healthy lifestyle.
You've met ladies,
you know, but there's nothing. There's no sex. There's no high. There's no drug. There's no drink. It's just, man, if you're a performer and you get that, that's why so many people go do Broadway.
Sure. For the live feedback, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Right? Yes. There's nothing like when you tell a joke
you did
and
the
somebody
West
laughs.
End, Mac,
you know, that, yeah, it's that it's interaction. That. And it's, so it's on that kind of scale.
Connection.
Yeah.
And to have people rocking with you like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man.
To this day, it just blows me away.
Yeah, that's the tits.
So to go from ECW to the main event of Mania at the biggest, at the Superdome, 70,000 people, surprising, shocking to you? I mean, is this where you saw your life going? I would imagine so, no?
I never envisioned where my life would go. I just kind of... put both feet on the gas pedal and held onto the steering wheel and just said, okay.
Just kept going and going.
Let's see where we end up and enjoy the journey along the way.
And it's been some journey, man.
I really don't know the destination. You know, I don't care. Awesome. I don't want to know. It's a roller coaster with the blindfolds on. You know, you just accept the exhilaration and, you know, and you live for the thrill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. That's how also I ride roller coasters, by the way. So that's weird that you brought that up.
I ride roller coasters. Do you think I could take Rusev?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I think so.
Because if you take Rusev, I take Lana.
Oh, there you go. Hey,
even,
I like
even
that.
Swap.
Fine. That sounds about right.
Speaking of you wrestling, Mac, though, do you want to pitch your character to see if he might be a good Paul Heyman guy?
Okay, see whether or not. Okay, he's called the Librarian. All right? His finisher is the Dewey Decimal. He knows all of the rules. He's read everything. He knows how to get everything overturned. What was it? Oh, yeah. Every time the crowd pops for one reason or another, he just goes, shh, because he's in the library. What do you think?
Are you signing him?
I actually, if I wasn't exclusive to Brock Lesnar, you're
the next Paul Heyman guy.
Would be doing business.
Right now, the librarian. Yes, the Dewey Decimal.
You'd be a Paul Heyman Culkin.
There we go. See? All right. Perfect. All right.
I actually heard a pitch today for the Invisible Wrestler.
Didn't El Snow wrestle himself once?
And should again.
Yes.
It was a pitch for the Invisible Wrestler. You know, if you want to hit him, how can you find him?
Yeah.
You know, and merchandise is wonderful. You sell just a blank T-shirt.
Blank T-shirts.
Every
color.
Sell a blank T-shirt.
That's
it's the
great.
Invisible Wrestler.
That's great.
You sell a doll. It's an empty box.
That's
Theme okay. music is just silence.
The cost. Of his merch. Alone.
Over it.
Amazing. Such a markup on that.
Brings the profit ratio way up.
I was a little soft on it when I first heard it, and then now, like, no, I'm so, no, so sold.
Yeah. Upside, all upside.
And he could
all
be
upside.
Braun Strowman's tag team partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Braun wouldn't take Mac, which
I know,
we're so upset about.
I know, I was trying I tried on Twitter to get him to
He'll be here today.
Okay, good.
We'll ask him again. He's still got a couple days.
Do you think I could take him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And by that, I mean he can lift me over his head and twirl me around.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Look at
him, bro. We're in New Orleans right now, which is one of my favorite cities. If you could jealously choose where the next Mania is going to be because you want to go on vacation somewhere, it could be Mars, it could be Fiji. Where is your Mania? just to be in a city.
It's happening. It's happening right across the bridge in New Jersey.
Next
it's
year, right?
Yeah. 40 minutes from my house.
Oh, there you go.
I could actually sleep all day, wake up around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, hop in some SUV limo.
So your answer for dream destination was New Jersey.
Yeah. Well,
the Meadowlands.
Well, let's clarify this. The New York metropolitan area. Because Jersey is, you know.
Jersey's Jersey.
Yeah, could have picked anywhere, but no, Meadowlands.
Okay. This is important. We like that. Yeah. So, Mac, obviously, we all know your pedigree in the wrestling industry, but Mac is a combat veteran himself.
So, how would you defeat two burglars if they broke into your house?
How would I defeat them?
Yeah, Mac went with paint cans.
See,
and
paint
like
cans
micro
and micro machines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a, you know.
he's in a film called Home Alone.
He actually just did a Home Alone reference.
Yeah, I did.
I can't believe it.
So how would you defeat two burglars?
How would you Home Alone two burglars?
I can't top what you've done. I put on the movie and go, hey, I know him.
There you go.
I married his brother. Now, to be clarified, I didn't marry him.
Actually,
officiating.
Officiated.
Mm-hmm. His brother's ceremony.
Yes.
To be fair, there'd be worse people to marry. Your brother's a great guy.
Yeah. he's a tender lover.
I wouldn't know these things.
It's messed up that you know that.
I know. What can I say?
It's weird family, the Colkins.
It's a weird fam.
Paul, if you could challenge any non-wrestler to a WrestleMania match, who would it be?
That's not a Home Alone reference, right?
That is
no,
not.
No, that one
that
is.
That could be whatever you want. You can say Daniel Stern if you want. Yeah.
You can say Joe Pesci.
You can say Joe Pesci or Daniel Stern. Any non-wrestler you could challenge to a WrestleMania match?
Sam Roberts.
Okay.
Sam Roberts, right there.
He's coming for you, Sam.
That's who I want. Sam Roberts.
We're interrupting Sam's interview.
I want Sam Roberts
right now. Sorry.
That's who I want a WrestleMania with. Sam Roberts.
We are trolling
just so that I can ensure the McMahons lose all of their money, because no one would pay to see Sam Roberts do a damn thing in this world.
This episode is sponsored by Sam Roberts Wrestling Show.
Sam Roberts is right over there. We don't like Sam Roberts.
I think that's pretty much
well,
what do we got?
Well, okay, I heard you talk. I don't want to steal stuff from ESPN, but I heard you bring up the Connor situation.
Yes.
And call it the most ECW move of all time.
Oh, I love it. It's a great publicity move for Connor McGregor.
Crazy, right?
Well, he's not going to go to jail. He's not going to go to prison. Yeah. I mean, he's going to spend a night in Rikers Island.
Yeah.
If anybody messes
they're
going to
love
him
in Rikers.
Yo, he's
going to sign autographs all
he can handle himself, right?
Yeah.
Now the guy's going to go, I mean, imagine the promos he's going to cut now. I ruled the octagon like I ruled the New York prison system.
Yeah, exactly.
I went in there and made them all my bitches. I made love to every person in there twice on Sunday, you know? I mean, he's going to have the greatest time of his life cutting promos.
As the advocate for Brock, who's got kind of a leg in both worlds, do you think Connor would fit into the WWE universe?
Oh my God, yes. He would be the second biggest box office attraction behind the reigning, defending, undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion Brock Lesnar.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's our dream match for Mania 35. Brock Lesnar
versus Connor McGregor.
I think Brock would probably take that, right? kidding.
Connor McGregor is as big as one of Brock Lesnar's. Yeah. Fans. Yeah, and that's not like me knowing that my brother is a tender lover.
Sure. That's just logic.
But it's pretty close.
You have eyes.
The man is 98 pounds soaking wet. I mean, come on.
He's got some throwing arm, though, apparently.
Hey, I think Conor McGregor is one of the most exciting fighters in the world. Yeah. I love watching him do his thing, but he's 98 pounds.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Mm-hmm. Is there this might be controversial. Is there a good challenge for Brock? Is there anyone who you think would put up a good fight against Brock?
Yes,
Lesnar?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
we'll find out. Yeah.
Roman Reigns is the right guy in the right place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
If this were any other era, Roman Reigns would just be on top forever. Mm-hmm. If Brock Lesnar wasn't around 3 years ago, Roman Reigns would have been the champion, and we'd be talking about the 1,000-day reign of Roman.
Mm-hmm.
But Roman Reigns, you know, if Roman Reigns lived back in the 70s, there wouldn't be a San Martino era. Mm-hmm. It'd be a Roman Reigns era. If Roman Reigns lived in the 80s, there wouldn't have been a Bob Backlund era. There would have been a Roman Reigns era. If Roman Reigns lived during the Hulkamania days, there wouldn't have been a Hulk. Hulkamania would have been secondary to, like, Randy Savage is the supporting player in the story of Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan would have been the supporting player in the story of Roman Reigns. If Roman Reigns was around during the Attitude Era, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock would just be supporting players mm-hmm. for Roman Reigns. It wouldn't even be the Attitude Era. It would be the Roman Reigns era. Mm-hmm. And John Cena would not have been on top for the past 16 years. John Cena would have been a supporting player for Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is the man. He is at the big dog, and it truly is his yard. Except the yard is owned by Brock Lesnar, and rent is due on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the rent is Roman Reigns' ass, and Brock is coming to collect it at WrestleMania.
WrestleMania Sunday, folks.
So you're saying Lesnar collects asses?
That's the takeaway from today. Gotta go. Bye.
If they are Samoan, absolutely.
There we go. Attaboy.
Ask Mark Hunt. And by the way, if you notice, I say his name slowly.
You do hit that consonant.
And separate Mark from Hunt.
Oh, we have one more challenge. We have one more challenge for you, and this is
Oh yeah.
I'm still blown away by the two burglars question. That,
we can make a Page Master reference too,
what
if you
is
want.
He talk? Why would he ask me? And then I'm going, oh my god! It's so because you know you've built a life past that moment.
Yeah. So now, now I can make that joke. Now I've given it time.
It's good, Good. It's good. It
cannibalized his own career. At this
point. Yeah. Exactly.
Speaking of careers,
it threw me off. Wow, you caught me off guard.
Good.
We will take that as a compliment, sir. Yeah.
We're back in it.
Okay, we're back.
We're back in it, and we've got someone who I've been a fan of for a really long time. Mm-hmm. He is in one of the biggest matches of the entire weekend. He's fighting for the NXT Championship against Andrade Cien Almas.
Almas?
I think I said that right. And it's Aleister
Black. You said it with a lot of attitude.
It's Aleister Black, everybody. Yay! How's it going, man?
Oh, good. Well, first of all, thank you for wearing my shirts.
No worries. Yeah.
To be fair, I do have some of your shirts, bro.
Yeah, do you have the hookup.
Yeah, exactly. How's it going, man? Welcome to your thing.
Yes.
We're welcoming you. Yeah.
Welcome to your platform.
No,
thanks for having me in my own house, guys.
Yeah, no worries. You're welcome. Yeah, no worries.
No, it's been good, man. It's been very early today, clearly.
Well, that's usually our first question.
We like to ask everyone, how tired are you?
How tired are you?
Well, he was just asking me that prior to the interview. I'm kind of okay.
Yeah.
I don't go to bed early at all.
Okay,
I had to force myself last night around like 12-ish to take some melatonin and kind of
You want to stay
fresh. That's where I made a mistake, man. I got into bed at 12 and then didn't fall asleep till like 4 o'clock and then had to wake up 45 minutes because I'm on LA time and like I'm too excited and all the stuff going on.
Yeah, I barely got any sleep last night.
It's an exciting weekend, man. No, what's crazy is you kind of came on the scene. What would you say about 3 years ago on the indie scene in general, where you started making a name for yourself?
In America,
yes.
Prior to that, I was always like in Europe and Japan, and
you've kind of had
like 2013 was me against Hiro and PWG against Cash.
I was there for that match.
Well, and I think I was like, who is this guy?
It was the craziest thing of all time, dude. No one had seen you before.
Exactly. Some people knew of me, and some people saw me at Evolve that weekend, the week before that. But
that's still one of my favorite matches I've ever been to in my life, dude.
Appreciate it. And I think I presented like something like, because everything's been done in wrestling, and then all of a sudden, like, I did something that people hadn't seen yet, and I think people were like, okay, this.
And that's
this.
Not easy to do, either. People.
Well, and I'm sure a large part of that is the fact that you were, like, a world-ranked champion in, like, kickboxer and stuff,
Well, I wasn't
right?
a world-ranked champion.
Okay, excuse
but
me.
I was a very, very good avid practitioner of martial arts, and kickboxing being my main style. I've competed, but not in high level. I trained with some more... notorious people. I come from the same training camp as Stefan Struve, UFC fighter Stefan Struve.
Okay,
we have the same trainer. But he's obviously much more skilled at the old kickboxing sure. than I am on many levels.
But I'm sure
but,
you're
but
a better wrestler.
But can he take Almas? Yeah, yeah.
Probably
can,
not.
Can he take Almas? Yeah, exactly.
But because of your kickboxing and your yeah. martial arts, like I think it's your strikes. That's what everyone is yeah. like, oh, I've never seen anyone wrestle like this in my entire life, mm-hmm. right? Like yeah. when they people see you kick, they lose their minds, I would say. And it's
so
cool to get mm-hmm. to see you in NXT and I mean,
literally kicking ass.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that's what I aim for as yeah, well. Yeah, literally, yeah, yeah, they yeah. always give me their heads, but like I literally no, just aim for the rear
just
end.
Go right for the behold.
This might be me projecting a little bit because I mean I don't know you well, man. I've seen you wrestle a bunch, but it mm-hmm. seems like you're the person you're portraying in NXT is very close to what you would ideally portray. Like if like
as a human being,
that's you. I mean,
pretty much,
right, yeah. dude? Yeah, and I think that's something that definitely appeals to me. Like. You're in a cult. Like you love the occult stuff, right? And as do I. And I don't mm-hmm. think there are many wrestlers who are into that world. So I think.
I think there's more of them than you realize, but a lot of them aren't outspoken about
sigils
it.
Sigils tattooed on them and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're fucking you know, yeah, like, man. Yeah,
I'm more outspoken about that part of my life because it's been a big part of yeah. my life ever since my childhood.
And I'm sure people come to you because you are outspoken, so that's why sure. you'd be more privy to the people who are less outspoken.
And it doesn't
yeah. like people will share with you.
Yeah,
and because
yeah.
because it's genuinely a part of your life, your childhood. It doesn't ever feel disingenuous. Like it doesn't feel like you're playing a character ever.
Funny thing is, I've heard that before, and I think for me, because I can only speak for myself,
sure.
I don't portray character per se, but I amplify certain aspects of my character.
Totally. I mean, you're talking to us right now as opposed to staring at us silently and scaring them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like,
later, man, later.
Well, it's well,
I mean, it would be a very interesting episode.
Audio, exactly. Yeah.
It's like this is the beep and continuous. Yeah, like,
exactly.
Hey, just breathing.
What's Alistair doing? Like, we don't know.
He's just breathing heavily into microphones.
Was that an important part of like joining this company, was getting to kind of do your own thing?
Yeah. It's like they recognize that part of you that made you successful, and they were like, well, we feel that fits our mold in this day and age, and we can use that. And I didn't have to change much about my character. I became a way more efficient competitor throughout the system that yeah. is NXT, and throughout like the various knowledge and like trainers that are
and
available.
Working with world class talent and yeah,
for sure. But the character itself. Didn't change much.
That's the same guy I saw fight Chris here.
Say,
yeah,
if,
just a different
if,
name. Yeah,
if any, like, and the one thing that I always enjoyed about professional wrestling, about sports, is the melodrama of the characters. I enjoyed the characters. So I wanted to be a character, not just a competitive
sure.
wrestler. I wanted to embrace being able to portray something and give something to the world that was like slightly different. And I feel that I have a good few things that make me stand out, apart from a look that is, you know,
unique.
Look,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but also coming from Amsterdam, there's no wrestling coming from the Netherlands that much. Just mm-hmm. a little bit.
No,
and
you
being
were,
the first
were
ever
you,
signed WWE superstar
from
that's
the
Dutch.
Netherlands,
yes.
from the Dutch, and yeah, yeah. that's insane. And you learned over there too, right? Or
mm-hmm.
and was it like a class of like five people in the entire country? Like
no, there were more people. There were like 40, 50 people trying to like learn wrestling and like.
Did a scene ever develop over there? Did
a little
they ever
bit,
get,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shows
there's,
and stuff.
There's, like, there's stuff like Pro Wrestling Holland right now. They're doing really good things. There's a few more smaller promotions out there, Dutch Pro Wrestling and stuff. And they're trying, but like Dutch people have a very different mindset. We're very sober minded.
Yeah.
And even when I started training, like I couldn't really. I trained in Holland for a little bit, but eventually I had to chase down my trainers. And like back in the day, when I was like, this is 2000, I speak of, people weren't keen on training you. It was not like now where you go into a wrestling school, you pay $50.
And they'll train
like,
you.
Hey, we can train you. Like mm-hmm. that system didn't exist when I started. Like I had to seek out people and they were not keen on training. They're like, why should we train this, like at the time, 5'5", 140 pound, if that.
Yeah, yeah.
Soaking that
wet.
Has,
yeah.
Has
Dutch kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Background. Like, no, they were brutal with me in the beginning. That was, it was a lot of eggshell walk in, a lot of proving myself, mm-hmm. and that took like a good 2-3 years
just
until, like,
your stripes.
Until
yeah.
like yeah well and even that, like it's a very like I like even for myself, like I and I'm outspoken about this as well, I have anxiety and like depression, and like for me is like having that from your childhood and bringing
yep.
it into something as professional wrestling
yeah.
where you have to have a really strong mental game.
Yeah, dude.
That's not easy.
And it's also but it probably helped you overcome a lot of those kind of things too. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you become more outspoken. I also think it helped endear you to a certain audience. Because as a clinically depressed dude who loves tattoos and the occult, I was like, oh yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and I think that's a big market nowadays as well. I think a lot of it is there's a lot of stuff wrong in society, and there's a lot of stuff. People are very vulnerable nowadays in society. It's almost like we've tore open this wound, and people are more okay with coming out like, "Hey, I'm not feeling great. I suffer from this, and I feel if anything apart from being a Dutch guy, being into the occult, I would like to carry a flag for people to kind of go, you know what? Doesn't matter what you're going through, you can be successful.
It's a badge of honor, dude. Yeah, absolutely. The way I like to think of it is like people who are depressed are the victors of like 1,000 little battles that no one else has ever realized.
Exactly.
You know what I mean,
because the screams are internal.
Yeah, we've been through
external.
Some shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally, man.
Yeah, definitely.
And now to go to a lighter side.
Yeah. Let me see. Who do you? Let's see. Who would win a fight? Me or Rusev?
Oh, damn.
Everyone else has said Mac immediately.
Okay,
We're just letting you know.
Okay. Like, but what are we? Are we basing this upon everything you've ever been? Like,
yes.
Okay. Oh,
so
damn.
all of his skill sets. Yeah.
All my skill sets.
All the Home Alone skills.
Exactly.
Because I didn't want to come in and go like, oh, you're that guy from that movie.
I'm that guy.
He knows that he's that guy.
I know. I didn't want to put you in that.
I am the Devin Sauer, yes.
All right, okay. So, you know, I can see Rusev being like, you know, your typical Joe Pesci villain.
Yes,
like,
see?
I can see him definitely being that. And if we're putting it in that context.
Okay,
so I'm gonna give you a curveball then.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
So, in the setting of Home Alone, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, you'd be the victor.
Yes. Yes.
But we're talking about Rusev, who's not gonna come to your home. Rusev wants to wrestle you in a ring.
It's Rusev day. You gotta wrestle where he wants.
It's Rusev day.
Today is Rusev day.
Today it's Rusev day, and Rusev day he gets what he. So
What if we dress it up like a house?
We dress up the ring like a
home gimmick match.
Oh, that's pretty great. Home Alone gimmick match.
Yeah, like a good housekeeping match.
It's a really tough one because, like, I want to say Rusev, but then I know how cunning you are.
Yeah.
Because you really are cunning.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Along those same lines.
Yeah. How would you defeat two burglars if they broke into your house?
I would call you.
Yes, there you go.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's a good answer.
Now that we've met, I've got to get your number. Hey, I got this issue. There's these two dudes. One of them looks like Joe Pesci.
The other one might be Daniel Stern, but I'm not sure. It could be Steve Guttenberg.
But it could also be Rusev. I don't know.
We're in New Orleans right now, which is one of my favorite cities in America because it feels like a European city. It's the architecture, right? If you could pick your dream... You could be selfish with this. You can book the next Mania. Where do you want it to be?
Amsterdam.
Like the dream vacation.
Yeah, he said it already. It's a home, right? I'm sure the crowd wouldn't hate it either, man.
Heyman said New Jersey, so
you have a much more interesting answer than Heyman.
I think Amsterdam would be a lot more fun.
I'll be honest, I'm there for WrestleMania in Amsterdam, you guys.
When did it start again? Oh, it's already busy. Oh.
When did the pre-show start? Yo, guys, it's Raw already. That was yesterday. any non-wrestler you would like to challenge to a WrestleMania match?
Oh, dear.
Is there anyone out there you just really have always wanted to get in the ring with?
You know, put like them in Rosie their place. O'Donnell or Teddy Roosevelt? Or it could be
It could be George Jetson.
Yeah, it could be George Jetson even. George. I mean, yeah, it could be anything.
Oh, man, I would like to wrestle Eric Cartman.
All right. See, I would be afraid of Cartman, though, dude. He's like a sociopath.
Yeah, he'd cook your parents.
You're like, exactly.
I want to wrestle a sociopath.
Your librarian.
Okay, I have a pitch for you.
Pitch for me?
Yeah.
Is this a business proposition?
It could be, sir.
We're not in Amsterdam yet.
P.S. We're going to Amsterdam, guys.
By the way, we're all going to Amsterdam.
Us and Alistair are going on a trip to Amsterdam.
We're having our own WrestleMania. Okay, so I have this pitch for an idea for a character. It's called the Librarian.
All right.
Okay, yeah. And his finisher is the Dewey Decimation. He knows all the rules because he's read all the books. And every time the crowd pops, he goes... Because, you know, you're all in the library.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think?
What do you think? I think he can work.
You're on the booking committee, he's working?
Yeah,
all right.
I actually think he can work. It's not bad, right?
It's the shushing everyone part,
it's the shushing that gets people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Dewey decimation, bam.
I like it.
Yeah.
You can't call it the book in because that gentleman's over there.
Over there, yeah, yeah.
You know, like it's...
Yeah, but the Dewey decimation. Yeah, because, you know, we just haven't had a lot of, like, classic, like, 80s type characters, like the genius or Honky Tonk
Man.
Yeah,
I guess.
So, like, something like a librarian.
I think we're due for one.
Yes, exactly.
I think we're due for one.
See,
I think society is based back where we're, like, right now we're revving back into the 80s, 90s, so we can definitely use the librarian.
Yeah. See,
look,
there you go.
Macaulay Culkin has a weekly podcast. We're definitely going back to the
90s. Like, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to pitch Vince. We'll see. I'm going to go straight to the top.
There we go.
Getting to watch your journey has been really, really... I mean, I think I was... if that was one of your first big matches in America, I was there ringside for your first match, and now here you are about to fight in the main event of NXT TakeOver, one of the most anticipated matches of the weekend. What's that been like for you, man? Because, I mean, a lot of these guys have been on the indie scene, and a lot of these guys have wrestled at PWG and ROH. Mm-hmm. You kind of had a meteoric rise. Like, you did it real quick, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
like,
so...
What's it like to be here now?
Not that I want to like go and toot my own horn, but I was a pretty big deal in Europe.
We don't watch catch wrestling here.
Well, there we go. You know, like that's where the system fails.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I said it before,
main event
like,
in NXT, dude.
It's crazy to think about it because like every year, and I think I said it before, I feel that every year, like it was always like. That point where it's like, well, my career's not going to get any better than this, and then it gets better. Well, okay, I've wrestled in Japan. It's not going to get any better than that. Mm-hmm. And then you go to America, and you go to PWG, and like, well, that's about the extent of my career. And then all of a sudden, William Regal comes knocking at my door, and is like, hey, Tommy, such and such, and would you want to... I'm like, sure, you know, why not?
Were you
like,
even living... You weren't even living in the country then, right? Were you still based out of Holland?
Yeah. I'm still in Amsterdam.
You moved from Amsterdam to Florida, right?
I did.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, like, that was a process.
I'm sure,
oh,
right?
Dear. Oh, dear.
Are they not similar places?
No. Amsterdam and Orlando are teemingly very different.
Different kind of fun capitals, though, right?
I like Orlando. Like, I'm a big fan of Orlando. Like, apart from, like, the climate's great. Like, the people are friendly. It's a big mishmash of different things. And the funny thing was, I went home in November because I had to renew my passport. And when I went home, within 4 days, I kind of went like,
I miss Orlando.
Am I really integrated now?
Wow.
I felt like I wanted to go back to Orlando more than I wanted to stay in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Which
awesome.
For most Americans is the other way around.
Shocking.
Yeah. But, you know, due to various reasons. But for me, Orlando really feels like home. The United States feels like home.
That's awesome, man.
I feel really comfortable here.
Speaking for all the United States, we are glad to have you, sir.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Any strategy for Saturday night?
I'm just going to kick him really
hard.
There
you go. Awesome. I say
that
kick.
That's what I'm good at. And,
Rolling.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling again. And this time we rolled into the Monster Among Men.
Yes.
And if I could, I don't know if I got in trouble with this from WWE, my current favorite WWE superstar by far, and a man whose career has been an amazing journey to watch. Mr. Braun Strowman.
Good
morning. What's going on, guys?
Well, our first question to everybody is, are you tired? Because it's early, man.
Nah, man. When it's time to turn on, I turn it on. This is my job. I'm a professional, and you'll never know if I'm tired or hurt anything.
There you go.
I come out, and it's time to work.
Are you a morning person in general?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. So you're just very professional.
Yes, you are.
You're just way more professional than we are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You fibber.
Oh, man. So we're not tired. We're here at Radio Row. How many manias has it been for you, man?
This will make 3 for me now.
Nice.
How long have you been on the main roster?
I debuted August 24th of 2015.
That's crazy, dude.
And it was my 8th wrestling match.
Wait a minute, it was your eighth wrestling match total?
You got me tongue-tied now. Yeah, my 8th wrestling match total.
Wow.
And here we are less than 2 years later, and you're the man, bro. I mean,
I'm trying. I'm not the man, I'm the monster.
There you go, man.
Exactly, you're the monster among men.
So I have a quick question, because you're fighting in a tag match on Sunday. Can I be your partner?
Yeah, he tweeted you. Why did you not respond to that?
Yeah, did you not see my tweet, bro?
Man, it's been so crazy with everything leading up to Mania. I try to get back and stuff like that. I'm not a huge lover of social media.
After Kevin Hart tried, we were like, all right, he passed on that. Mac, this is your spot.
Yeah, this, now's my time.
Get in there, yeah.
Well, like I'll tell everybody else, you know that I don't play well with others.
Yeah,
and I would hate for an unfortunate accident of you to get these hands.
Not even the Home Alone boys?
Yeah, not even me?
America's favorite child would get the hands?
Sometimes my temper gets the better of me.
But I'm wearing cute bunny ears.
Yeah, that might be the reason why you get the hands.
Get the hands.
Now, you've already had some Mania moments under your belt, right?
Correct.
What is your favorite non-you-related Mania moment?
Hmm.
Like, through the history of being a fan and stuff. You got one?
Yeah, probably when Hogan body slammed Andre. I mean, as a kid, seeing that, just going, "Oh my god!" Because you never thought anyone would ever be able
physically
to do
possible,
that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that sticks out to me probably the most as a child in WrestleMania moments.
And speaking of things you don't physically expect possible, just the way you work is incredible, man.
Oh,
like
you.
A dude your size, we're told you're not supposed to be able to move like you are. Maybe it's just a secret and you all can.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. I might. I think they broke the mold when they made me. I'm the evolution of sports in general. I mean, it's everything. Sports, you look at from NFL, MLB, NBA, everything around the world, it's evolving. It's faster paced. It's bigger. It's stronger. And I'm evolutionary.
Absolutely. There you go. Mm-hmm. Stu over here, who hasn't talked on this episode yet, because we're teaching him about wrestling, but he'll actually appreciate this. Stu's about to go do the Highland Games in Scotland.
Oh,
you
nice.
Were a strong man.
Correct, yes.
I got a couple
really close friends. Matt Vincent, who's, how many times? He was like a 3- or 4-time world champion in the Highland Games and stuff like that. Yeah, big. I know a lot of those
guys. Size this guy up right now. Does he got a chance?
Yeah, you think he's got a chance?
Stu, stand up for him.
He's working on it.
I don't know about in the open weight heavyweight class, but you might fare well in the, what, under 205 class.
Yeah, he's working on it.
The cruiserweight division of Highland Games.
Yeah, no, believe me, he's in training. He's dieting and everything.
He looks good. You put together, right?
He's doing it. He's more dedicated than we are.
I know, he's so boring now.
So the Highland Games are in Scotland, Mania this year's in New Orleans, man. If you could pick, let's say you're selfish for a second, and you could plan a WrestleMania anywhere you want. It could be Mars, it could be Tahiti.
Maui.
I would want to do WrestleMania.
Yeah, kind of use it as an excuse for, like, you know, a vacation.
Or a place you always wanted to go and never got to see, you know?
I don't know why, but I think, like, WrestleMania, an outside venue in Iceland with, like, the volcano in the background would just be epic.
Wow, yeah. that's a good answer.
Yeah.
In the ice fields of Reykjavik or whatever. Everyone's got to dress like a dragon or, like, one of those, like, Frisetta paintings from the 80s.
Bjork has to sing the anthem.
But they set it all up like Ragnarok in the background.
Yeah,
so it's just unreal,
Some Valkyries. Yeah.
And they paint me green and I come out and just destroy everything.
I don't think there's ever been a situation more suited to you than than Ragnarok, brother. Max,
I got some questions
you like to ask here.
Okay, so how would you defeat two burglars if they broke into your house?
With these hands.
Yeah.
All right. You should have done that. Yeah. You had like paint cans and micro machines.
I know,
and
I should have just used my hands.
If only you knew it was that easy, man.
All right, so who do you think would win in a fight? Me or Rusev? Because I've challenged him.
See, after you didn't respond on Twitter to the tag team offer, he had to move on to Rusev
Day.
Rusev's a pretty tough human being, be careful what you wish for.
Okay, just with me. You can be straight with me. That's what I mean. It's okay. I can hear that.
He was in Richie Rich. Does that not do anything?
It's true. Yes. I am the Devin Sawa of Culkins.
Rusev is a Bulgarian brute, but he was the world's richest little boy. He had a roller coaster in his backyard. Rusev didn't have that in Bulgaria.
I had McDonald's in my basement.
He's got his own day.
He does have his... We need to get a Culkin day, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Let's petition like some random city somewhere that like...
I'll just get a calendar.
All right, that works. That works. A Matt Culkin calendar. Any non-wrestler you'd like to challenge to a WrestleMania match?
Non-wrestler.
It could be animated. It could be a fictional character. It could be Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, then it'd have to be the Incredible Hulk.
There you go.
I mean,
that would be awesome.
My alter ego comic book side meets my real life persona, Braun Strowman. I mean, that's a match for the making.
I pay good money for
that. I'm into that. Did you see Thor, Planet Hulk? Did you see the new Thor
Ragnarok
movie, Ragnarok?
Ragnarok.
Did you dig
it? It was awesome.
It was awesome, right?
And not to... Yeah, that's kind of where I want to go with the Braun Strowman character is a real-life Incredible Hulk. I mean, well, for the most part, but my temper gets the better of me once in a while, and I just smash everything.
Nice. I'm fully for it, man. in terms of the evolution of the character, that's something that's kind of interesting because it's changed a bit over the years, right? And yep. I think the spot you're at, you've really kind of found a sweet spot right now where you're just kind of able to...
Well, I think the biggest thing is that what we're doing is they've done an unbelievable job of showing and callousing the audience that I am a monster and that, I mean, I let's be honest, I am a pretty tough SOB.
Yeah, you're, and, in the nicest way possible, you're a monster, dude.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a compliment.
They're doing a good job of adding layers to the character now, as long with me, with the mixed match challenges, yep. stuff like that. And they're showing little glimpses of my human side, and it's allowing the WWE Universe to have something to relate with.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, oh, my God, Braun Strowman does this. Well, I do that, too, whereas before, Braun Strowman was just destroy, 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 and it was like, all right, we're cool, we like this because he's destroying everything. But at the same time, that's one-dimensional. Now mm-hmm. we're adding layers to the character, and people are getting – they're really, really getting
yeah,
behind
people are,
it.
Yeah, you're really resonating, yeah.
At the end of the day, I am a simple country boy with a cool job, and people love that. That fact about
they awesome. Do, man. Yep. I think so much so people want Braun Strowman to be your partner.
Yeah,
yeah. At this point, and it, and just the upright cello thing or the bass. What was that instrument?
A stand-up bass.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Just like that stuff you weren't doing like a year ago. And I think it's just it's
yeah,
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Vince is a genius. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. He knows entertainment. He knows how to strike a chord with the audience. And man, we're
yeah,
playing
you're
a masterpiece right now.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Well, so speaking of Braun Strowman, I have a pitch for you for a character.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Me. Okay, his name is The Librarian.
The Librarian.
Yeah, I'm bringing back some of these 80 kind of character, you know. He knows all the rules because he's very well-read. Actually, he's really good at actually overturning defeats that way. His finisher is the Dewey Decimation, system. Every time the crowd pops, he goes, shh. What do you think?
We into it?
That's not so much for me. I'm a little too outspoken for a gimmick like that.
No, but what about me? See, I'll be like Braun Strowman and the Librarian.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get him a job here, basically, yeah, is the
yeah.
question.
Yeah,
I need somebody to throw around
all
every
right,
once
yeah,
in a
see?
While.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
never know.
He could be your new Ellsworth, man.
You could lawn dart me, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I threw that one guy in Colorado when I bailed him out of the ring, I think almost 20 feet from where he left the ring to where they hit the ground. So let's see if I can get you any further than that.
You're a comic book fan and a superhero fan, right,
correct.
Man? Have you ever wanted a fastball special somebody? Are you familiar with the fastball special? That's
fastball
when Colossus would take Wolverine,
yes.
spin him in a circle, and throw him over.
I joked with Alexa Bliss when we were doing the mixed match challenge that I was going to just use her as a weapon, like lawn darter across the ring.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
forget
yeah.
Alexa Bliss. Now
see,
you got Macaulay Culkin.
You got me.
You were moving up in the world.
Yeah, I have a half-star frog splash, dude. You don't even know about it.
So, how has it been going from? I mean, I remember when you were a Rosebud.
Yeah.
How's
thanks
it?
For reminding
yeah.
me.
Sorry.
Yeah. Everybody always jokes about that, and you know.
I'll be honest, you were the most memorable Rosebud because you were
exactly,
a giant
yeah.
man.
It was an opportunity. The WWE gives everybody that works here opportunities, and what you do with the opportunity mm-hmm. is so important. And they see that when someone takes an opportunity like that, where that could be something where like, oh man, this is really like not what I want to be doing. And honestly, it was kind of that to me. But you know what? I thought to myself, I'm like, no, this is an opportunity for a platform for me to show what I can do. And it got me noticed. Vince saw me for the first time when I came up to do the Rosebud thing. I did the Rosebud gimmick for a month or whatever. I literally got back. It had like one more match. They called me up. I had a dark match on SmackDown in Houston. And then
you were part of the Wyatts.
3 weeks later, I debuted with the Wyatts.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's literally how overnight this business is and how things can happen. And I tell everybody, like, the biggest thing when you're given an opportunity in this industry, seize it.
Yep.
Go out there, no matter how small of an opportunity it is,
run with
take
it.
It and run with it, exactly, because mm-hmm. you never know what's going to happen.
Because look how good it's been to you, man. I mean, 100%. What's it like walking around the streets now? I mean,
it's crazy, it's like trying to walk around New Orleans and seeing my mug
plastered
on
yeah, that's
every
the other
corner. And let's be honest, I stick out like a sore thumb. There's no blending in. Mm-hmm. So,
have you tried a fake mustache over your real mustache?
No, but for some odd reason, I don't think that would work.
A shirt that says, I'm not Braun Strowman.
They're telling us.
Did they give us
They gave us the finger.
Speaking of early mornings,
so
this is how we start off. So we should say first off, We're here with the phenomenal one.
Yes, we are.
The greatest wrestler on the planet, Mr. AJ Styles.
Who are you oofing to?
You guys, for saying we're
who is the best wrestler, if not you guys.
Hey, listen, there's so much to learn, man. I don't know that I could ever consider myself the best wrestler. I think that belongs to someone else. I'm not sure exactly who it belongs to, because once you think you've learned it all, it's time to get out of this business, and then you're not the greatest wrestler in the world, because you're out of the business. Done. So.
Never want to be the best wrestler, right?
Yeah, you never want to. You got to be like, all right, I'm done. See you guys.
What do you do after that?
Microphone drop. You know,
yeah.
So we actually open usually with one question. Are you tired? Because, man, it's so early.
Man, I'm a dude, listen. So
AJ Styles, ladies and gentlemen.
there comes a point in your life where you have to sleep with a pillow between your legs because you can't rest well.
Yeah.
I'm at that point. And
I've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
Should I be nervous?
I've been doing this since I was a child.
Yeah, I sleep with a pillow in between my knees every night. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. I thought it was. It's better for your hips and back, right?
Yeah. You've been doing it. You do it too.
Like my whole
every
life.
Every night I sleep. You do it too. Wow, guys.
Well, listen, that's my problem. Yeah, I just figured it out. That's why I've been so tired.
You should have asked us, man.
I'm pretty sure you guys aren't as old as I am, so thanks for nothing.
No, but when you saw Home Alone for the first time, you should have been like a phone like that.
There he is, freaking pillow between his legs when he woke up with his PJs on. I remember that.
So we are tired. Are you a morning person?
I'm not.
No, this is crazy.
I like to sleep till about 10 o'clock and then get up and start my day. But we don't, you know, I don't go to bed until 12, 1.
Yep. So. Yeah. You're still getting your eight in.
Yeah, I'm still
just
trying
to. Just an adapted schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had some crazy WrestleMania moments, man. I mean, this has been a good run for you, right, in the
Not
WWE.
Bad.
Not bad, right?
The fact that I've only, a little over 2 years and I've had, this will be my third WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's pretty crazy, man. And this WrestleMania specifically is everyone's gone to the Dream Match, and it literally is. It's you versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and it is a... Not the first time you guys have done this.
Right. I was telling someone on Twitter, it's not a dream match if it's happened before. Hold on.
It can still, yeah.
It hasn't happened in WWE, a place where you never thought you'd see these two guys.
Yes.
So the fact that makes it a dream match. Mm-hmm. It's like a dream.
We all saw Wrestle Kingdom and never dreamed that would happen again in the Superdome at WrestleMania. So that's why it's definition a dream match. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they're misunderstanding what a dream match
is. This should not, on paper, be happening.
They should go back to sleep.
Yeah. Fair enough. With a pillow between their legs.
With a pillow between their legs.
Right, they want to get good rest, but that pillow between their legs.
But you've had some Mania moments. What is do you have a favorite Mania moment that you haven't been involved with, like as a fan?
Well, you got to know, guys, I'm from the South. All right. You can tell by my accent.
No.
But, I watched WCW.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite Starrcade moment?
You know, like.
What's your favorite Halloween Havoc moment?
My favorite match that I'll never forget because it was always at the video store.
Yeah.
War Games, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. It's so cool.
Double K.
You go back and watch it. It's not as cool.
No, it's not.
It's not. They couldn't do anything.
I would argue the NXT War Games was better than any of the WCW ones.
You couldn't do the roof that they had on
it almost broke Pillman's neck.
It sure did.
Right? Yeah.
You can't do anything in it. Like, you can't power bomb it. You're 7 foot tall. You can't pick
that. That's so funny, man. You know what? I never think about, because obviously you'd be a WCW guy. You're from the South,
right?
But you just never. So how is that for? Is it weird in the locker room?
Get made fun of. Or
no, but are there a lot of other WCW diehards? You know, out of the boys, or
not that I know of. How many guys are from the South?
Exactly,
there's not that many. Yeah, they're easy to tell who are.
Exactly,
it's Paul Heyman, right?
Yeah, for sure. Chicken fried.
Yeah,
he's from Alabama, right?
I don't think there are as many WCW fans as there are WWE.
Sure,
fans.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's so many moments. I mean, like. How can you forget, with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant?
Yeah, sure.
Andre gets slammed. Like, that's a moment in time that I don't think anybody ever will forget. And, and I'm much older than you guys, probably, but even
not
you
by
guys
much.
Remember that.
Not by much, brother. I'm 37.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you look younger.
Oh, thanks.
We'll take it as a compliment.
There you go.
And I'm 33, but I probably look older.
You look older.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look older.
We compensate for the middle. But there's been so many moments over the years, man. And, I mean, your kind of rise in this company has been sort of meteoric, right? Like, I remember... I mean, I'll be honest. I hadn't seen your earlier stuff, but Wrestle Kingdom changed my life. Like and when you first came out, I think there was I think people were kind of not concerned, but curious if the WWE crowd would know who you were.
And then the Rumble,
then you got
man.
the single greatest debut reaction of like all time, man. Like,
dude, like you say that, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh crap, here we go.
And the board,
nobody's
they
gonna
pop.
Know who I am. This is gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was wrong. Thank God. Yeah. You know, yeah. And there were other guys that believed that I would get the response. I wasn't one of them.
So when you walked out down that ramp, did it take you a minute to just go like, oh, this is actually happening?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Like that. I can't explain what was going through my head, but it was like, holy crap. Yeah. You know, like, I couldn't believe it.
But you're still trying to be cool.
And like, I was trying to be cool. And, yeah.
Like, yeah, I expected
it. I wish now I could go back and actually try to look cool. Like, sure. Like, I belong.
I deserve this.
You know, something like that. But I was like,
And what's so cool is you kind of get to give that to your buddy now. I'm assuming you guys are buddies. I don't know. You might hate him. But, like, Nakamura now gets to experience what that same sort of.
Yeah. Just, oh, dude, man. And I think he's already experienced, you know, how much the WWE Universe love him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's something different. He's so charismatic, you know, they just, people are drawn to him. His entrance, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those matches, like, you know, most matches, I don't want to say good guy or bad guy, but there's usually, like, there's a issue that needs to be resolved. Whereas this one just seems like the issue that needs to be resolved is two amazing wrestlers.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's an issue. I mean, the fact that, you know, two guys playing head games with each other, you know, at the end of the day, and we can be friends. Mm-hmm. There'll be respect before and after the bell.
Mm-hmm. But during that match,
I'm going to kick the piss out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
look forward to it, man.
I'm assuming that he's going to do the same thing to me. So I'm going to expect it, and I wouldn't expect anything different. If he's the king of strong style, you know, if that's what he wanted to bring, well, I can do it,
you
too.
You can be stronger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Max got some questions here.
Carefully prepared. How would you defeat two burglars if they broke into your house?
So I've actually thought about this before, and I've got four kids, so all our bedrooms except for one is downstairs. One bedroom downstairs, and I thought, well, what would happen if I looked over the little, you know, the balcony area and I saw a guy come in? I'm gonna try this crossbody on him.
Yeah. From the upstairs.
Let's see what happens. You know, I'm able to get up, hopefully the drilling's fine. Could you imagine, like, if you're taking the computer, and next thing you know, somebody gets splashed. Like, so that's going to be my first move.
Geronimo!
And I'm hoping after the dude sees that, they're so shocked, and just takes off.
Do you catch yourself just looking down that balcony, waiting for a dude to walk in?
I know it's possible. Because one of my sons, he's an idiot. And I've seen him jump from that balcony to the couch.
Jeez. You're like, if he can do it, I could take it.
If I was the burglar, I'd be like, wait, is there another person about to jump off, too?
Yeah, here comes another one. Watch out.
Men are falling from the sky. I got to get out of here.
New Orleans is in the South this year. Do you consider New Orleans the South?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
I
mean, because I know there's a weird distinction.
Well, here's the thing. There's a
deep South, right?
There's a accent with New Orleans as well.
Yeah, the Creole. Yeah,
and sometimes I can't even
understand it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's South, but they have another little twang to it, so I can't really follow. So I can't translate for everything.
Speaking of New Orleans, though, if you could be selfish for a second, man, if you could pick where the next WrestleMania is going to be.
Atlanta.
yeah, there you go.
The Mercedes-Benz Dome, new thing. Like, I was for sure. Like, I think we've already announced where next year is, right?
Yeah, New York. New Jersey, yeah. Meadowlands, yeah. next
so
year, maybe.
It's almost like being home again.
Yeah,
like,
but, like, yeah, I want to get back in Atlanta, man. I want to do
awesome.
It.
Dude, in the South, when's the last time there's been a Mania? Like,
It's been a while. Right? It's been a couple years, right? But, I mean, it's such a great hub for everybody to get there.
Absolutely.
And it's a new dome can you call it a dome? Whatever it is. You know,
giant
it's
stadium.
Brand new. Yeah. Let's get in there and let's make some money.
Yeah, let's break it in. Max got a character to pitch you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm throwing it back to like an 80s kind of style thing.
Fair enough.
His name is the Librarian. Okay? He knows all the rules. He's read all the books. His finishing move is the Dewey Decimation System. And every time the crowd pops, I go,
I was hoping you'd say that.
Do we like it? Now that he said it, are you on board?
I can always get my losses overturned on a technicality.
Listen, I think that if this Dewey
decimation system
is unbelievably awesome,
all right,
the Librarian's over.
Yeah, I think so. All right.
I mean, that's what it's going to come
down
to.
Are you currently using the Styles Clash? Can you just borrow that and call it the decimation system?
Yeah.
Well, it's in the 80s. It's not, you know, this is 2018 now. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to remember. Uh-huh.
I'll give them the torture shelf.
Absolutely.
The torture shelf.
Yeah, the torture shelf.
If you could challenge any non-wrestler to match, because you've wrestled the best wrestlers on the planet.
A non-wrestler.
A non-wrestler.
Huh?
It could be a fictional character. It could be
a dead person.
A movie star. It could be a president.
Holy crap.
Who do you want to get in there with?
That's the most off-the-wall question. Like, you can't even imagine.
You're
like,
welcome.
Who would you wrestle?
Teddy Roosevelt?
He would go Teddy
Homer
Roosevelt.
Simpson. You know, yeah, like, I mean.
Homer Simpson. Can you imagine
Yeah, I can.
I think you could take Homer Simpson, man.
Yeah, I think I could
Everyone
take him.
Everyone at this table included.
I don't know, but he took
Homer's
on Treasure Tatum.
Homer's an icon, man. He's been around forever. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a pretty good. Also, Bart is another
Bart's
good one.
Bart's a good choice because he's got a slingshot, right?
Yeah. He's crafty.
Foreign objects. He's all over that.
You know what? He'll spray El Bardo on your back.
Since we're taking it back to the 80s, then why don't we just go with one of the Transformers?
Sure. There you go. There
you go. I didn't like the way Optimus Prime was portrayed
in the movies.
Yeah. He came across as a bit of a wuss, and we know that Optimus Prime turns the tide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
The animated movie, you know what Optimus Prime
is
all about. Mm-hmm. So I think that'd be a good match.
You fight an animated movie,
I can
Optimus
see
Prime drop
kicking one of the windows out with his chest.
And you know his weakness.
We love it, man. It's basically we're super excited, man. It's been super fun getting to watch you play in this company. I mean, you like we said, you're not as old as you thought you were, but I still think your best years are definitely ahead of you, dude. And I know you won't say it, but you're the best wrestler on the planet. So it's an honor to get to talk to you and watch you work.
I appreciate
man.
You guys saying that, and I'm hoping that to deliver Shinsuke and I at WrestleMania.
Yeah, we're going
to
be really disappointed. We're also going to be in like one of the first few rows. So if you don't do good, like look at us. And
we'll be right there.
Let me
tell you what you will do. You'll be like
you'll just be
seeing
us.
You'll look
like
at
this.
Each other going, "Holy crap! I think he just killed him."
Yeah,
you may just say that. It'll be one of those moments for you. It's going to be different.
What if we're there just like Waldorf and Sadler?
It may happen, man. The expectations for this match is so high, I don't know if I'm going to be able to
I've seen a better splash on the ocean.
Find me, gag me, take me to the bunny ranch.